This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky called on the West Thursday to increase military aid to Ukraine, saying Russia would advance on the rest of Europe otherwise. The European Union has agreed to give temporary protection to refugees fleeing the war in Ukraine, officials said Thursday, after a meeting of the bloc's interior ministers. The European Home Affairs Commissioner tweeted that it was, quote, a historic decision, end quote. Ukrainian officials say ceasefire talks with Russia have started Thursday, exactly 1 week after Russia invaded Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas wraps up the eighth day of the invasion.
In a video address to the nation, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on Ukrainians to keep up their resistance as he mocks the Russian soldiers. These are not warriors of a superpower. These are confused children who have been used. Take them home. His comments come at an acknowledged time since the start of the invasion that almost 500 Russian troops have been killed in the fighting. The UN says over 220 civilians have been killed. Explosions were reported near Ukraine's defense ministry in central Kyiv, and two cruise missiles hit a hospital in the town of Chernihiv. The casualty toll is still unknown. In Mariupol, a teenager died and two more were wounded by apparent Russian shelling. The boy's family said they had been playing soccer near a school. The UN Refugee Agency says 1 million people have fled Ukraine since the start of the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States remains open to finding a diplomatic solution, but that Russia must first de-escalate. Blinken is traveling to Europe Thursday for a series of meetings with NATO and other allies. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and members of his cabinet fan out around the country to sell their domestic agenda. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Fresh off his State of the Union address Tuesday night, President Joe Biden hit the road Wednesday, traveling to Superior, Wisconsin. The president was in the crucial swing state to promote his domestic agenda and one of his top accomplishments, the bipartisan infrastructure measure.
Thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we lifted the country out of crisis, created 6.5 million jobs, more jobs than any American has ever created in a single year.
The president wasn't alone on the road. Vice President Kamala Harris was in North Carolina, joined by Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was in Chicago, where she had lunch at a Ukrainian restaurant and said economic sanctions on Russia are already having an effect. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The White House is asking Congress for $22.5 billion in emergency funding to combat COVID-19. After exhausting nearly all the money set aside for the pandemic, officials said Thursday. Cash previously greenlit by lawmakers, including the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, has all but dried up, and initiatives such as free COVID testing will end this spring without more money. Roughly $4 billion would go to global vaccination efforts, while the Health Department would spend the rest on testing, antiviral pills, monoclonal antibodies, and research on new vaccines. Australia fully opened to vaccinated travelers after Western Australia on Thursday became the last state to lift border restrictions. It closed its borders to most international and interstate travelers in 2020 to slow the spread of COVID-19. State Premier Mark McGowan said the reopening was a big day for his state and country.
Western Australians live lives that were unimaginable in other parts of the world, largely free from the devastation inflicted by COVID-19. Especially on the elderly and the immunocompromised. We avoided needless deaths. With Omicron, of course, the situation changed and became more difficult. And as of last night, the hard border controls have come to an end.
Hundreds of thousands of people in Sydney, Australia, have been ordered to evacuate to avoid life-threatening floods brought on by days of torrential rains that have soaked Australia's eastern coast. Rivers are rising over their banks in Australia's largest city, home to 5 million people. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake rattled eastern Mexico Thursday, seismologists said, triggering the early warning alarm system in the capital several hundred kilometers away. The tremor triggered Mexico City's alarm system, which uses seismic monitors to give advance warning of an earthquake. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.